We are one of two central nonprofit agencies. Our sister agency is National Industries for the Blind, and we work under the auspices of the Ability One program. There's a government agency called the Committee for Purchase from People Who Are Blind or Severely Disabled, and they delegate certain duties to us to solicit government contracts that can employ people with disabilities and work with the committee to have them put on something called a procurement list so that those contracts are given to nonprofit agencies for the direct employment of people with significant disabilities.
What kinds of contracts are we talking about?
Well, we have a range. We do custodial service for over half of the federal buildings throughout the country. We do food service, grounds maintenance. Those are kind of traditional service lines that we've done at NISH. On the NIB side, the Skillcraft product lines are all manufactured by people who are blind. But over the last few years, we've looked at a lot of different lines of business to create new job opportunities in the new job market. So we're into administrative services, contact centers. We do contract management support, document management, fleet management, warehousing, distribution, healthcare, environmental services for hospitals, for the VA, and other medical facilities. So, and more recently, total facilities management, where we're maintaining entire military bases and government buildings.
Give us some background on the Ability One program and why it was created.
Well, it was originally created for people who are blind back in 1938, and that was the Wagner-O'Day Act, came out of the Franklin administration and the Roosevelt administration, excuse me. And it was designed to create employment opportunities for people who are blind through federal procurement of products. In 1971, Senator Javits brought forward an amendment, made it the Javits-Wagner-O'Day Act, and expanded it to include people with other severe disabilities. And that's when NISH was created to facilitate that side of the business in the 70s. So, fast forwarding to today, we create jobs for people who are blind or have other significant disabilities on all the product lines and service lines I just mentioned. We employed over 47,000 people who are blind or have severe disabilities in 2010. And there's a multiplier effect to that because the agencies that provide those jobs on federal contracts employ another 82,000 people who are blind or have significant disabilities on other types of contracts in the commercial space, state use programs, based on the capability and capacity that they build through the Ability One program.
Do you see some of these people who work on these federal contracts eventually migrating directly to the federal payroll?
That does happen, especially with our administrative services contract. And it's a great way for federal agencies to get a look at people with disabilities, to see them in action, understand the accommodations that might be needed. And we place a good number of folks into federal jobs each year. We also place them directly into the community in competitive employment. And in addition to the 129, or almost 130,000 people that worked within our nonprofit network last year, we typically have 20 to 30,000 placements each year out into the competitive employment environment.
How does the contracting process work if an agency wants to get an Ability One contract? Do all of the same contracting rules apply here?
Oh, absolutely. The only thing that's different is, number one, there's no direct set-aside of these contracts. We have to go and market and sell this to the federal government, and we have to come to a price concurrence, and then we can recommend to the Ability One oversight agency that this contract be set aside for the program. And that's a lengthy process. We need a lot of public notification, public comment periods, very transparent process. And at the end of that, then the contract can be performed by the nonprofit agency that's going to employ the person with a disability.
What else should our listeners know about the program?
I think we need to talk about the need for the program. And if you look at the census data, in today's news, we hear constantly about the unacceptable unemployment rate of 9% or so. And that is an unacceptable unemployment rate. But the segment of our society that's made up of people with significant disabilities and people who are blind have traditionally had an unemployment rate of 70%. Hmm. So that's where the need for this program comes from. And, what we're trying to do is get those individuals employed, get them off public supports, turn them into taxpayers who are contributing, and ultimately move them on to other types of competitive employment where that's appropriate.